When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A shout out to the pride of Omaha Roncalli, Alec Bohm, who now has an 18-game hitting streak with the red-hot Philadelphia Phillies. And during that streak, he's hitting over 470. I looked yesterday. He was leading the National League in hitting ahead of a red-hot Mookie Betts. And I think him and Ozuna are tied for first with RBIs in the National League. But Alec Bohm, who, by the way, looks completely different at the plate, you know, and we're talking about a guy that's now kind of ingrained with the Phillies. Mm-hmm. He's not striking out as much, but he's a lot more patient at the plate. I noticed that he is walking more, but shout out to him. Good day for Roncalli baseball with, ironically, the state baseball tournaments and starting at the beginning of the week. Alec Bohm, 18-game hitting streak. It is the longest in the majors.
Is he at 360 now? Yeah, as you mentioned. I think he is leading the National League. Is he tied or is he the National League batting average leader now? I believe he is, 360. So that's pretty awesome. And he's another guy that it doesn't surprise me because the reputation that he had even coming out of Roncalli was his work ethic and almost to the point that it was obsessive about it. Yeah, that's those are guys that when it takes to be a successful Major League Baseball player, you got to have a little bit of that. And that's awesome to hear. Good representation there.
He's a lot better at the plate. He used to strike out a lot. I wondered about his approach because he didn't have a great walk rate. Man, he is making pitchers throw him the pitch that he wants. It's kind of fun to watch. And the Phillies have been. The Phillies are on they're 15-3. Now they're going to lose Trey Turner for a little bit, but they're better than the Braves, right, Josh? Better than the Braves? Jake, out there, all the Braves fans who got swept by the Dodgers this weekend. I don't know, I'm just going with facts here. I need to locate a t-shirt from this weekend that I saw while I was watching the Nebraska spring volleyball match, the exhibition match out in Kearney before 5,000 plus. Josiah Alec, who might be the best fan that Nebraska athletics has. Do you think that he will go to basketball games this year?
Yes.
Do you think that Josiah Alec will sit behind the Nebraska bench in the student section?
Yes. At least he might not initially want to, but he will be beckoned over there, and he won't say no.
New season ticket holder, Josiah.
Yeah.
So it's a great story. Amy Justa will join us at about 9:30 in her usual slot. Has written plenty about the relationship between Josiah and his sister Rebecca. We got people that are changing. It's no longer Justin Evans Jenkins. It's just Justin Evans.
Yeah.
It's now Rebecca Alec.
Mm-hmm.
But
she's
he
got the
has
specs
a,
on too.
He was wearing a shirt that I would like to purchase. I don't know if he made it as himself or, you know, our guys at Triple B or elsewhere have this shirt available, but I want to buy the shirt that Josiah Alec was wearing in Kearney that said, "Feed the Middle, Big Girls, G-U-R-L-S, Gotta Eat." Feed the Middle, Big G-U-R-L-S, Gotta Eat. I would like to purchase that shirt.
I feel like this was a custom job.
I feel like it's a nutrition thing. He's just looking out for everyone's welfare. And we do got to eat. Blood sugar could go low.
Hey, if I ever get the opportunity to coach volleyball, that's going to be the first thing I say. Hey, we just got to feed the middle.
Big girls got to eat.
Big girls got to eat.
How
long do you think that would take before I'd be like ushered out?
What the hell does this guy know about volleyball?
You can't say that about third grade girls volleyball.
Right.
Don't they need to eat? They're growing.
Right. It's a fantastic shirt. I would like to buy it. So if anybody knows if it's available or if it's just a one-off that the man is wearing to support his sister, I might buy it from him.
Yeah.
Josiah Alec and I are like the same size.
Oh, sure.
That shirt would fit.
Yeah. You're going to wear the same shorts, too?
No, see, he's got the look.
He's got the trunks for legs, man.
He just is. They should just make him the mascot of Nebraska Athletics for the 24-25 year.
Goodwill Ambassador.
I like that. Goodwill Ambassador.
He's the Goodwill Ambassador. Yep. He'll go to every school with Ed Foley.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, oh my God.
Who's going to be more popular?
He'll go, Josiah, who's that guy with you?
That's Ed. How do you not know Ed?
Did you guys encounter this weekend something that that I made a mistake and I try and avoid?
Mm.
That there are certain people that you only text one time a year.
Just for a birthday? Yeah.
What time is this text?
So I've always like been on the receiving end of this.
Mm-hmm.
I made the mistake on Saturday with the Kentucky Derby of the only time that you maybe text somebody every year, and it's only one time, is it's just, who do you like today?
Yeah.
Trying to get a little inside on the Derby. And I looked at my text history with this person.
And it was exactly a year ago.
Outside of a Derby response to something he told me last year after the Derby, our last three texts have been on the day of the Kentucky Derby. And yeah. I go, who do you like? Now, he ghosted me. I got nothing.
Ooh.
I'm sure that he is probably on the beach today because he took Mystic Dan because Mystic can't spell. And so he's like, hey, that's kind of unique. Let's put 100 down on him as an 18-1 favorite. But do you guys have that one person that you only text like one time a year?
Yeah, it's usually birthdays, which is sad because if they're good enough to text during a birthday, you feel like you probably have more regular correspondence communication with them throughout the other 364 days. But yeah, they're
usually a family.
There are like, some people.
Birthday.
Yeah, well.
No, it didn't get us. Yeah, actually, the past week a lot, it didn't get us. It was a mile
family,
away from us.
Extended family, sure.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We don't have them every day here.
Yeah, extended family. But so the Derby part of it is interesting because there is one guy that I also text, whether it's during the Kentucky Derby or just throughout, whether it's Preakness or Belmont, if I want to get any insight on there. But I also hit him up in the summer because he is the voice of Columbus Horse Track and Gary Schaaf. But I'm not proud to admit that all of my texts are usually self-serving. And he responds most of the time, too. There are times he doesn't, and then that's when I always wonder.
With a bunch of numbers with a dash between each
one.
Yeah,
I'm like, what was this supposed to mean?
Yeah, I would do this one over five different horses.
I'm like, Gary, pretend I'm five, all right? But there are times that he doesn't respond. That's when I think he's on to my act. Of, well, you can't just text me in February and ask how I'm doing. Yeah. So I do feel kind of guilty about that.
I bet Gary Schaaf, by the way, would have a better call than the Larry Calamus, who had the call at the Kentucky Derby. I didn't think it was a very good call.
Not as good as the great Dave Johnson would.
He did not acknowledge that Mystic Dan had made a move to open up a lead. By the way, Mystic Dan going to the rail right away and banging. Smart move. I didn't think the call was very good. You can get all excited about down the stretch they come. Yeah. I don't think that he handled that very well. The Kentucky Derby did monster numbers in terms of viewers and wagering. It just shows you how huge sports gambling has become across the country. But horse racing is one of those sports, because it doesn't look like Mystic Dan is going to go to the Preakness. Like he'll go straight to the Belmont. So there goes Triple Crown. Yep. There probably goes the interest in the next leg of the Triple Crown. It is the one sport where you can... It is almost better for a horse to have a big race and retire than chase history. Because I could win the Kentucky Derby. Oh, I could win the Kentucky Derby and I could go have horsey sex and I probably would make more money than chasing history.
That's true.
It's like being in the NBA, to be honest with you. You don't have to go to different cities. They come to you.
Yeah, you take time off, you load manage, take time off to have sex.
Different kind of
load.
Come
on. And you come out better financially in the long run? I mean,
you know what?
Horse's life. Come on.
When I got asked by a parent, like, what was I doing during that semester at Nebraska? That's exactly what I said.
I took some time off to have sex and make more money.
We're going to cut you off from any money we're giving you because a 1.73 GPA just isn't cutting it. And so that's what I said to him.
Like, I'm studying.
Hey,
that's what I'm doing.
Fall behind early. Your second half team. That's what I used to tell my dad. You know when the Spurs are down by 20?
I'm trying to get centered.
Me.
I need to get my mind centered right now. So that's what I'm doing. I'm taking time off, having some sex. I will make money, more money in the long term. Just, there's a plan here.
Just got to clear out the pipes.
I understand. That, a lot of people can relate.
The ride, the trip, and the finish. I'm talking about Kentucky Derby.
What were you doing during that time?
It was very, very impressive.
I'm sure it was. Yeah. I'm sure it was, Gary. Because look at you now.
I do want to give a shout out. So I think I won $8.
Okay.
I limited myself to how much I was going to bet on the Derby. Yeah. You know, we all think that we're experts. Even though, I'm telling you, I asked Barry on Friday, let's talk about Japanese horses. Forever Young had a good ride. And I'm surprised there were not protests, because those three horses were beating the crap out of each other and the jockeys down the stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one, I think it was Forever Young. Their jockey like pushed the other horse away. I mean, it was crazy down the stretch of how tight they were. I thought there might be a protest, but there was not. Instead, we'd got the great photo finish. So if Forever Young would have cashed, I would have had a nice day. Instead, I won $8, but I want to give a shout out. So I went to Horseshoe, to watch the Derby.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you dress up?
I did not dress up.
Okay.
Plenty of people dressed up.
Saw one of our mutual friends in Lincoln had one of the brightest suits I've ever seen.
Yeah,
had a good time.
Don Cherry.
I wore the hoodie and jeans.
It was chilly.
Yeah, it's very Kentucky Derby.
Cool day.
But I want to give a shout out. Well, I'm standing in line there, and you know, it's great. You know, this one time people pay attention to horse racing. It's kind of like the majors in golf. You know, we pay attention to three horse races a year. We pay attention to four golf events now, of two sports that used to be at the top of ABC's Wide World of Sports.
Yep.
But I'm standing in line, and I'm overhearing people, you know, try and figure out win, place, show, trifectas, exacta boxes. Mm-hmm. Shout out, one of our listeners, Jim Wright, right in front of me. He turns around, and he goes, "Oh!" And so I got to meet one of our diehard listeners, Jim Wright. His son, Jackson, played football at Millard West.
Okay.
So thanks for the conversation, Jim. I hope you did well. Mm-hmm.
Then he got his email.
He was betting. He was laying down a bet for his wife.
Did he tell you who he's going with? Was he doing a trifecta or an exacta or a win plus show?
I can't remember exactly what horse he liked.
Okay.
It was not Mystic Dan.
Yeah.
We should have known.
Or Corporate
when,
Dan.
When you do not spell something correctly.
I know. There is some mysterious mojo going that usually leads to greatness, too.
Don was my favorite horse.
But the other thing that also just reiterated as I watched those horses go at the Kentucky Derby, and you know, the pace was not blistering. The finish was fantastic, but the pace was not. There have been in sports, and I'm going to consider horse racing a sport, there have been records that have been broken, you know, recently that have stood for a long time. Every time they show the pace of the race, and then they will have like in parentheses what the record is, it just shows you, man, if we would have been alive to watch Secretariat.
Mm-hmm.
Is Secretariat one of the greatest athletes of all time?
Yep.
Absolutely. He'd be in the SEC today.
I think he might be out of eligibility.
Have some major, have a damn good NIL deal, too. Yeah. Talk about a stud, too. Yeah. The speed, well, first of all, the jockeys. You know, people wonder why they have to be
Will Chamberlain of
a certain body type. I mean, my God. Moving that fast on a beast like that, too? If you were over 175 pounds, and just the thought of being thrown off of that too,
like watching Shaq run a fast break, man.
Yeah, bones are breaking.
No,
there.
What do you mean? And jockey? No, jockeys don't weigh 175 pounds.
That's what I mean. You got to weigh under that.
You got to be way under that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, can you imagine? Can you imagine being 175 or over?
Yeah,
and getting thrown off of that thing and being able to weigh that beast down.
Them jockeys are little whippersnappers.
Oh yeah, they're like a buck 10, buck 20, maybe a buck 20 be a heavyweight.
And then holding their gear,
about
123.
Yep. Wet and wear boots.
Telling you, man.
Remember being that wench, fifth grade?
I thought, man, what are the things you want to do in your life, Gary, when you're younger? Well, I want to be a broadcaster. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a dentist. I want to be a police officer. One thing that never crossed my mind was being a jockey. And it really wasn't because I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
It was because by the time I reached fourth grade,
it's done.
My life as a jockey was long gone.
Better chances of being the horse.
You know what, though? I think a lot of us were. I think a lot of us were.
You know what? Because of your build, I think you'd be great at walking the horse instead of riding it.
When I upgraded from when I was, eighth grade is when I first started playing tackle football. I think when I went up, that was the peewee division. When I went up from peewee to midget, my jockeying days were over, too, because I think that's when you get to 85 pounds or 90 pounds.
Yeah. I've never met a jockey. Because it's uncomfortable if you see someone that's not very big and not very tall. Like, do you immediately assume they're a jockey?
Yeah.
Like, what if they're a wrestler?
They might be a CPA or something.
So how long did you work for
Wonka?
So
there was one that we always knew.
Do we have a local jockey that we could meet in person? Because I'd like to meet a jockey.
Let me see if I can hook that up. There was a guy that I don't know if he's still doing it, but in Columbus.
You got a guy.
I got a guy.
I got a guy.
Why is everything in Columbus that is shady?
I mean, do I really need to explain that to you? Or no, this was in the, this is, you know, they do the live horse racing for a good chunk of the summer every weekend. So it's a Friday, Saturday,
Sunday.
Are there
locals that are built like a jockey get to come ride?
No, but there was always one that if he was riding, you always had to give that horse some serious credit and serious look on your next wager because he would ride multiple, you know, throughout the evening.
So basically, and there's a scam going on.
Probably, but we would see him at the bar every once in a while, and everyone knew him.
Was he watching his caloric intake?
No, the guy could drink. He could have a beer.
It'd be great if you saw like a jockey after riding a horse like at a place like Columbus or some of the smaller tracks, then is out behind the barn just has a lung dart in.
Pounding butt heavies.
Hell, it wouldn't have shocked me if he did because he was
just pounding a Zima.
When I was there, he was a little older. I mean, he was probably He was probably my age now. He's probably 45-ish. He'd been doing it for a long time. And yeah, we would always, after the Friday night runs, we'd always see him at one of our favorite local bars out there. And he was always engaging to everybody, too. He was a great dude. But yeah, I mean, you walked in, you're like, man, you are little.
Did you then turn into a bar where you tossed him? All right.
We didn't go down that path.
7:56.
I can do better.
Later, Jacob Bigelow and Amy Just will join us.
I just have a visual of this.
Hey, in Canada, it's a big deal.
We should actually do that at the zone in the parking lot.
In Canada, they call it dwarf tossing.
Uh-huh.
I'm against that.
Yeah, he should be.
Okay, for the record, I would rather have professional female pillow fighting than dwarf tossing.
Okay.
Sponsored by
these are two things you find out about when you work in promotions in minor league baseball that if you pay a fee, you can get that at your ballpark.
Yeah.
It's mornings with Sharp and Hanley and Jimmy on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.